time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Yeah, Kyle Bailey here with Mary Gilbert, our go-to real estate expert. Good to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here.
Well, today I see we're diving into something special, Roseburg's historic Laurelwood neighborhood.
Yes, we are, Kyle, and I am so excited to highlight one of Roseburg's most charming and historic neighborhoods, Laurelwood. It's tucked just off of West Harvard and Madrone Street and has this incredible sense of place that feels almost frozen in time in the best way.
And for a lot of people, if they have been there, it's more than just a neighborhood. What makes it so special?
Yeah, so Laurelwood was developed between 1921 and 1958, and it's filled with architectural variety. Cape Cods, craftsman-style homes, you name it. So there are about 90 homes total. Each one is unique. And the community, it's incredibly tight-knit. People know their neighbors, and they like knowing them. There's a small-town warmth that's hard to find these days.
Well, that's rare. So you're saying people actually talk to the neighbors?
Yes, they do. So there's a 4th of July parade that's been running for over 50 years, put on by the neighbors themselves. They host porch parties, progressive dinners, even neighborhood cleanup days. It's the kind of place where people still wave when you drive by.
And it's kind of like a Norman Rockwell painting, and they've got parks and green space.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Laurelwood Park is the heart of the neighborhood. It's just under 3 acres and tucked right off Madrone Street. You've got shaded walking paths, benches, beautiful old trees. It's just peaceful. Locals walk their dogs, take their kids, or just sit with a book. It's not a huge park, but it's a beloved one.
And I bet that really adds to the feel of the area. Plus, the neighborhood is close to schools, right?
Yes, Roseburg High School is just around the corner, and the South Umpqua River is just on the banks on the other side of some of these homes. So you're minutes from downtown, but you still feel tucked away. It's the perfect blend of convenience and charm.
So what kinds of homes do you find there? I mean, mostly older, like you said, right?
Yeah, so many of the homes date back to the 30s and 40s, and they've been lovingly maintained or thoughtfully updated. They have that character you just don't find in newer builds. So there's arched doorways, original hardwoods, built-ins. It's that vintage charm with timeless feel.
And I hear you've got a listing in Laurelwood right now.
Yes, we do. And we're thrilled to offer 415 West Madrone Street, right in the heart of Laurelwood. So this home was originally built and owned by Kenneth Ford, commonly known as Pappy Ford, who actually founded Roseburg Lumber Company, what we now know as Roseburg Forest Products. And it was actually one of my college jobs in the summer.
Wow. So that's huge. I mean, this is a house with some real history.
Yeah, absolutely. This house was built in 1932, and you can feel the legacy in every detail, from the quality of the craftsmanship to the mature landscaping. It's got that cozy, inviting vibe, but it's also got a deep-rooted connection to Roseburg's past.
So somebody could actually live in a piece of local history.
That's right. And being located just steps from the park in a community that embraces tradition, it's more than just a house, it's a lifestyle. So this isn't just about buying real estate, it's about joining a neighborhood with soul.
Boy, you don't hear that every day. If somebody's interested, what's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about the Laurelwood history, you can view our blog online at marygilbert.com/blog, and we've got way more details about the Laurelwood history on that link.
Well, I think a lot of people will be convinced that Laurelwood is the type of place where you really want to put some roots down.
Yeah, there's just something magical about living there, and I heard that you even lived there at one time.
I did. I lived on the edge of Laurelwood when we were first married. A couple little duplex, we lived in a duplex. There were four there. Right by the high school fence, which I was commonly woke up by high schoolers.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a fun neighborhood, a lot of history there. So let's take a look at what's happening in the local real estate market as well. What are the numbers like for the past week?
Yeah, so if we're looking back from June 13th through June 19th, we had 46 new listings on the market. 6 homes came back on the market. We saw 42 homes go pending. 26 homes were sold in the last 7 days. We had 59 price changes. There are 5 coming soon listings, so be sure to watch for those. There were also 3 sellers that negotiated bumpable transactions on their homes, meaning they're still available. So be sure to check those out. And 3 listings that did not sell.
How does that compare to the week before?
So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, Kyle. We saw fewer new listings, down from 57 the prior week. Back on the market, homes also dropped from 12 to 6, but we had a slight increase in pending sales. So that's good news, up from 39 to 42. So good signals for buyer activity. Closed sales dipped slightly from 28 to 26, and price changes decreased from 70 to 59, which might show some stabilization. And expired listings have been quiet for the week, too.
All right. So a little less inventory coming in, but it sounds like buyers are still active.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as wild as it was earlier in the spring, but we're still seeing movement, especially in homes that are priced right and show well. So with less competition, both buyers and sellers have real opportunities to take advantage of the current pace.
So whether somebody's buying or selling, now might be a smart time to make a move.
Yes, for buyers, there's more breathing room to negotiate. And for sellers, with fewer listings hitting the market, standing out is easier if you're strategic.
All right, let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week.
So, great. It's been a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market. So here are some of the highlights. We just mentioned 415 West Madrone Street. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. It's got a total of 2,800 square feet. Some of that living space is in the basement. The basement area could make a great rec room. It was a rec room at one time. That's where the laundry is. It's totally bone dry. This is listed at $475,000. Again, I want to highlight that this updated 1939 home blends timeless charm with modern comfort. The heart of the home is the gourmet kitchen. I mean, this is a kitchen.
I looked at the pictures of that. That is amazing. Obviously very updated.
Yeah, that's the focal point of the home. You do not want to miss this kitchen if you are into entertaining. It's even got an EV charger and private patios.
Wow. What else do we have?
4447 Melrose Road. This is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, just over 2,000 square feet, listed at $779,000. It's on 5 acres. It's got Trex decking, sweeping views of the valley, granite counters, newer hardwood floors, and a massive 40 by 36 shop. True private retreat, listed by Marilyn Kittleman at Cutting Edge Real Estate.
All right, what about something in Winston?
So 200 Southeast Darrell Avenue, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,316 square feet, listed at $310,000. This is a brand new home in Winston. Quartz counter, stainless steel appliances, luxury vinyl plank, ready to move in, listed with Jennifer Kramer of Remax Integrity.
And what about over in the Northeast side?
Northeast side, we're looking at
like Rose Ridge Drive.
Oh, 360 Northeast Rose Ridge. Yeah, Northeast side. This is the Northeast side of Winston.
Oh.
I was looking for Northeast Rose Ridge, but thanks, Kyle. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,554 square feet, listed at $410,000. This was built in 2021. Modern features. It even has solar panels, quartz counters, and mountain views, listed by Aaron Chariot, Oregon Life Homes.
What about Myrtle Creek?
Myrtle Creek, 1056 Northeast Orchard Avenue. This is a 5-bedroom home. Those are hard to find, almost 2,700 square feet, listed at $449,000. It's nearly an acre, and with fireplaces, wildlife views, perfect for multi-generational living. Listed by Terry Levesser of J-Man Realty.
We got time for one more.
So 1891 Linnell Avenue. This is under $300,000, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,143 square feet, listed at $287,500. This is that 1950s bungalow with original oak floors. Check it out. Listed by Greg Johnson at G-Styles Realty.
Any open houses?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of them today. 105 Littlebrook is in green, open from 10 to 12. 355 West Burdine Street off West Harvard, also open from 10 to 12. And 415 Madrone Street, you can check that one out tonight from 4 to 6. And 175 Palomino in Garden Valley is open from 10 to 12 today.
All right, that's a wrap. What people do to get connected with you?
Yeah, so if you any of these homes caught your ear, you can visit us at marygilbert.com for photos, tours, and open house info, or give us a call at 541-366-6080, or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
That wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It's 9 o'clock.